You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I am cringing right now because Jeremy just told me something that is one of my biggest fears, and it happened to your wife.
Heartbreaking, Dom. I am getting a few little nasty gram text messages from Knick Knack this morning. It started off with a picture of her favorite mug, and the handle of it is completely snapped off.
Yeah, that's, see, I don't want to break my favorite mug.
What did you do to my mug? And I was like, whoa. What did I do? Well, I loaded the dishwasher last night, and I know I put that mug in, but I don't remember snapping it as it went in. So something must have happened in the dishwasher.
Well, you probably didn't treat it with the...
I probably didn't. I don't know. I just quickly load...
Delicacy that's required.
So she's wondering if I am getting even with her, because if you recall, a couple months ago, I went out and bought a new mug, and I loved it. And then she, like, dropped it out of the cupboard, like, a day or two right after I bought it. I was like, oh!
You know, you two have a very funny little passive-aggressive battle going on at all times.
I think so. But no, I didn't break the mug. But yeah, it's like you said, that's a sad, sad day when that happens, huh?
I don't even want to think about if my Taylor Swift mug gets broken, I am going to be mourning. Sorry.
You know what the good news about that is? We got a couple more of them here at the station.
I could send you one. I've got, yes, I need backup.
Just in case.
Two.
It's a good mug.
And I'm just going to tell people right now, they're like, Dom, turn in your man license. Listen, what's on the mug is irrelevant.
Sure, it's the
heft. It's just the perfect heft and size, weight. It's just, it's the mug. And it happens to have, it's a cool picture of her because it's from, what was that album called?
You know, that one.
That one.
Like, at her on the front.
It was like two or three albums ago. But it's, yeah, I don't want to think about losing it.
I think we have two or three in the kitchen here because they came like in a box or whatever.
Oh, no.
Taylor actually sent them to us.
If it's in the kitchen, then forget it.
Oh, you don't want the communal mugs? I mean,
no,
just sanitize it.
No.
You're sounding like me right now.
You use other plates at the restaurants, don't you?
First of all, bite your tongue.
You drink out of cups at the IHOP there, don't you?
Secondly, I don't know about the restaurant, but I do know what it's like working with...
Our coworkers are
like
filthy.
Like the sports guys next door.
They're filthy.
It's not even the oldie station down the hall. It's the sports guys.
It's the sports guys, yeah.
I don't even know what they're doing in those mugs, so I'm
right.
Not... No.
Okay. All right. Well, then just be careful. Be careful,
I'll just
buddy.
Be careful. I had one. I took a trip to... Mecca for a lot of football fans. I went to Lambeau Field a few years ago for a game. And anybody who's a football fan just knows, you know, you've got to go at least once to a game there. And I got this super, super cool mug. And the same thing. I was in the gift shop and had the perfect heft and weight.
Yeah.
And it was just fantastic. And I bought it. And they very carefully wrapped it, you know, in tissue paper. And they put a thing. And I carefully put it inside, like... t-shirts, rolled it up in t-shirts to travel home.
Yeah.
Got it home, took it out. I washed it. I used it for about 5 days. And then one day, just picking it up off the counter, the handle broke off,
snapped.
The mug went down, shattered. And I'm standing there holding a handle in my hand. And I'm like, what a cheap piece of garbage.
Oh.
In 5 days, it just on its own
just
snapped.
Nah.
Is this a better topic than the whole collections thing?
It might be. I mean, it could kind of lead into it, those people that collect coffee mugs.
Right. But I'm thinking more about how we all have a favorite of something that might seem kind of irrational to other people. Like, there are people who have favorite pairs of underwear. There just are.
Sure.
And there are people who have, this is my favorite hoodie. I've got, this is my, some even call it their good luck one. Mm-hmm. Or my favorite coffee mug like Nicole has and I have for my tea.
Dude, for the longest time, you know, I pack a little lunch tote when I come into the station, you know, because we eat throughout the show, you know, keep our energy up. I had this little yellow Tupperware container that is just the greatest little Tupperware container on the planet. It held everything perfectly, fit into my lunch tote perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
last summer, you know, my kids are really into bugs. I went outside and I was mowing the lawn. And that lunch, that little Tupperware was like shoved in the corner of the yard. I'm like, what is that doing out here? And I go over and Lila had filled it up with slugs. She had been collecting slugs. And that's worse than the sports station coffee mugs, Dom. There was no coming back from that. Unfortunately, my favorite Tupperware ended up in the trash.
Trash.
I was like, really? I threw it away. Dude, it was full of like weird rainwater and grass.
Why didn't you
and about
let her continue to use it outside?
Easily about 60 slugs. Because I don't want my daughter going back out and sticking her fingers in that, getting who knows what. And she's still at the age where she occasionally will put her hand in her mouth or do something or rub her eye, you know? I'm like, no, no, no. This is going to turn into Giardia or something. So, my favorite Tupperware, may it rest, hit the garbage bin.
I can relate. I do have a favorite Tupperware, too. And it's a special brand. It's, what's it called? The Stain something. It's not actual Tupperware. It's an off-brand, but it's... I'll have to look it up.
Is it stain
anyway,
resistant?
It's some stain resistant, and it's something else. It's and it snaps perfect. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
How some when you put the lid on, it seems flimsy.
No, you this know.
Has got, oh, this is so.
You
good.
Know I'll you got it. A tight seal.
303-691-1MIX. If you have a favorite of something that would be considered irrational by other people, 303-691-1649, you should call us right now. We weren't even going to talk about this today, but I think we should.
Yeah.
And then I have a bowl that I've had forever. It's So there's nothing else that matches it in the house. And it even has a little chunk out of the top. It's got its chipped off part of it.
Uh-huh.
And Gretchen's like, can we just throw that piece of
away? No.
So I keep it in my special spot in the kitchen, and I only use it every so often because I don't want to take a chance.
What's your special spot in the kitchen? Like a special shelf? Has he got a Dom shelf?
We don't have that many cabinets in our kitchen, very few. And there's a cabinet that the lower shelf of it was deemed, quote, mine.
Nice.
So I could put my bowl there. I put my Taylor Swift mug in there.
Your little plate with the dividers, you know, so you can have your chicken nuggets in one hole, your corn in another.
Do they still make
it's your, like it's your prison tray? Little slice of cake in one hole.
What a great idea. I would use those if I thought
Me
about
too.
It. I mean, you laugh.
No, but that's the thing. The prison trays.
Listen, if you're calling us right now, we are going to we're going to shove you on hold, so don't hang up. And we're going to come back and take your calls. We want to know, what do you have a favorite of that other people would look at you like you're a complete weirdo? Just a warning to everybody as a whole, we're going to go through these calls pretty quickly, so don't feel like we're like rushing you for no reason. We just have to get through because we want to take as many as we can. Like Amanda. Amanda, you have a favorite what?
Spoon.
Say that again?
Spoon. I have a favorite spoon.
Spoon. Spoon. So
what makes it so good?
Yeah, real quick, describe your spoon.
I don't, it was like at one of my jobs, like 3 jobs ago, and I loved it. It was like random in the drawer, and it just is heavy enough and feels cool in my hand, and I like it. So I took it when I left, and
you stole the spoon?
You can't steal a spoon.
Did.
She stole a spoon. Sure did.
She totally stole it, yeah.
You're supposed to have 7 years of bad luck if you steal a spoon.
No, that's if you break a mirror, Jerry.
Oh, my mistake. Okay. Well, don't
Amanda,
go stealing mirrors.
You're a delightful. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, Amanda.
I guess it's probably like, again, a heft thing and how your hand ergonomically
fits on
it. It's
got good balance to it.
Here's Jill. Jill, you have a favorite what?
I have a favorite pillow.
Oh, I think I can understand that, though.
You know, you've got a bunch of pillows on your bed, but most of them are on the floor, and you just sleep with the one.
Mm-hmm. What's it stuffed with? Is it memory foam or feathers or?
It's feathers.
Just good old fashioned feathers.
Foam.
All right.
Yep, good old fashioned pillow.
All right. Well, make sure you wash
it. Do you take it with you on trips?
I do not because I don't want to lose it.
There's that. Right. Yeah. Listen, I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. Jacqueline, good morning. Welcome. Jacqueline, going once, going twice. Here's Kim. Kim, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
You have a favorite what?
Keychain.
Keychain.
Wait, what?
So it's one of those rings that you, like a jailer would put all their rings on to open jail keys. It's about 4 inches of a ring.
Oh my gosh.
Where do you keep this thing? Well, do you like attach it to?
It's hilarious, but it's great because I can put it in my purse and I can find it anywhere.
Sure, you got like a big hoop to grab onto.
I see that.
I've had it for probably 20 years.
Wow, that's
how
impressive.
How many different keys do you have on there, would you say?
Oh, I probably have 5 keys on it.
Five.
It's a big loop and 5 keys.
Yeah, but it's just a giant metal loop that I just keep all my keys on.
Well, there you go.
I will say this. I mean, it is brilliant in the fact that you can't really lose it. Like, think about how many people listening right now.
Right.
Even today, misplace their keys. Even today, they forgot where they put their keys. If you've got this giant, it's almost like in the old days when you would go to a gas station to use the bathroom and the key was attached to like a spare tire or something like that. Some giant thing.
I can put it around my wrist when I go in a store, like a bracelet.
Does it clang when you like have to put your car key in, though? Is it like clang, clang, clang hanging there? Just hitting your knees. All right. That's pretty cool. Send us a picture of it. All right.
Yeah, we want to see it. So send us a photo. We got to see that. 303-691. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks,
we
can't
wait to see it. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Do we want to take a chance on
You want it? Let's do it.
Yeah, I think we I think Josh grabbed them.
Oh, okay.
Daddy. Just have Josh put line one on hold, because before we go to break, I want to try to slip in one.
All right, hold on. I got to yell at him. Josh. Yeah. Okay. He's in a totally different room, you guys.
We're going to quickly take Sarah's call. Sarah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
Your favorite what?
My favorite bra.
See, I knew it.
All right. So to describe it.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, but go ahead.
It's got a leopard print on it, I can tell you that.
It's a leopard print one?
Huh.
Wow.
It's Victoria's Secret, so,
My.
How long have you had that favorite bra?
About 9 months.
Oh, so it's a new favorite.
What's the life...
It's a very new favorite.
What, for you, what's the lifespan of a brassiere?
Depends on who makes them. Victoria's Secret, I'd give it a year.
A year?
So you've only got like 3 or 4 months left. It.
You're giving that bra hell.
Well, that's true. I know. Well, you got to wash it real nice, you know, delicate. Or hand wash. Don't dry it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Hang it up.
Yeah.
Did you think as you got it and you brought it home and you wore it and it was so comfortable, did you think about immediately heading back to the store and buying 5 more before they, you know, move on to a different model?
Well, no, because I had already bought 3.
What did that run you? Those aren't cheap.
About $150.
Yeah. I can't put a price on comfort, I guess.
That's right.
My wife did that thing where we used to, in our old house, our laundry room was kind of like, you know, in a utility room. So she, you know, the washer and dryer was there. And then we had this string thing lined up, and she had about like 10 bras hanging off that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened to be the day that something was going on with a hot water heater. I sent the guy down there, and I didn't think twice about it. And I go down there, and it's like everything's hanging right there for him to look at.
Bra and panty central.
It's
huh?
all he was seeing the whole time he was down there.
Sarah, thank you very much for the call.
Bye, Sarah.
We just watched that. We were watching an episode of that show, Designated Survivor. An FBI agent gets captured by the bad guys, and she's handcuffed in this like storage facility, and they're holding her in there. You know how she gets out? She reaches in, she pulls the underwire out from her bra.
Brilliant.
And she uses the underwire to pick the lock of the handcuffs. So, ladies,
make a note.
Or men,
practice at home.
your bra could save your life.
That's right.